by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Friday, February 20th, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As usual, Pastor Chatfield has come up with a history lesson discussion for us today. And actually, it sounds like you're wanting to give us a quiz. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. We've done this a few times. People said they liked it. And beyond the fact I've been talking about lead up to World War One, and World War One seems like for about 3 weeks, and I'm tired of World War One. But okay, but anyway, Randy, you can work this however you want. People can text in, or okay. The first one's kind of a trick question. Okay, here it's kind of a trick question. You won't get that. You might get it. We'll see. When did World War II begin? When did World War II begin?
Now, are you talking about the United States involvement, or are you talking about prior to that?
Either, both.
Well, our involvement.
Show us your knowledge. Show us your knowledge.
Our involvement started as a result of December 7, 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor, as far as officially getting into the declaration of war before Congress the next day. Hitler invading. Which one? I think it was it Poland? I'm not really sure.
Correct.
1939?
September 1st, 1939. So what is your answer?
It started then with Hitler in 1939.
Okay, this is, like I said, a trick question.
Good.
I'm not looking for a date. That's the trick part of it. When did World War II begin? I've heard historians say this. I've been studying this, watching lots of videos shown to the students. Hey, here's the answer I was looking for. A trick question. World War II began when World War One ended. It was really just a 20-year pause. The Treaty of Versailles back up November 11th, 1918, the armistice, the ceasefire. The Allies promised Germany, we'll be fair with you. And Germany said, okay, all right, ceasefire. But in the Treaty of Versailles, which took a couple of years to complete, the Big Four, Orlando, Lord George of Britain, Wilson, Clemenceau of France met. And the three, besides Wilson, they decided they were going to put it to the Germans. They were going to blame Germany for the war. It's called the War Guilt Clause of the Treaty of Versailles. And they're going to blame them. Plus, they're going to make Germany pay for the entire war. And the reparations that they put on Germany were ridiculous, impossible, brought Germany to financial ruin, and embittered the entire country and made the entire country somewhat ripe, ready for somebody to come on there and restore national pride. But everybody in Germany thought the Treaty of Versailles was unfair. And even Woodrow Wilson thought it was unfair. He argued for a more lenient treatment of Germany after World War One. Now he comes, I'll pick it up right there on the other side.
Yes, because maybe that treaty was unfair, kept the flames of war, kind of the embers firing. Is what?
Yes, it did. I believe it did.
Very good. Take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Having a little history lesson quiz by Pastor Chad Field today, basically evolving around World War One. I got a text message a little late, tardy to the party. Brett Gooding said I was in the process of texting exactly that answer, but my new truck wouldn't let me do voice command. He was trying to talk into his text message. So yeah, we'll ask the questions and give them maybe 30 seconds to text me and see if we get a right answer from the listening audience as well. But
that question you asked is
absolutely, I can see exactly where you're coming from. That treaty being unfair, Germany being treated that way, led perhaps to the rise of Hitler and his populist nationalistic message.
It helped. If you push somebody down that low, it helped. I mean, it was, that's my view. I think it's a good answer in my view.
Yeah.
By the way, I was going to tell you that, I'm always, it's a very rare day. I don't have the revolver that I bought from Brett in my pocket. Thank you. Anyway, this is a little endorsement there.
Right.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's another question. These are not all World War One, World War Two questions.
Okay.
which two United States presidents died within hours of each other on July 4th, 1826?
Oh, I know this answer, so I'll let the radio family send me a text on this one. And this was actually 50 years to the day from the signing of the date, I should say, not the signing, but the date on our Declaration of Independence, 4th of July, 1776.
Right.
50 years later to the day. Let's see, do I have any answers yet? Anybody going once, going twice? Well, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Right. It's no wonder that Americans believe that this nation was God-blessed and that something like that happening was more than coincidental. It was God's providential sign to us that he blessed this country. And when you have to say, wow, to what were the odds of something like that happening? Astronomical, but anyway, that is a fact. Within hours of each other. Okay,
now,
here's another.
What was at the time of their deaths? John Adams, he was older, I believe, than Thomas Jefferson.
Right. Adams was a little bit older, but they had, remember, they became fast friends in the Second Continental Congress when we declared our independence. And served together in the first Washington administration. But then in the second, in the election of 1796 and 1800, they became political adversaries. They were ostracized from each other for about 13 years until they, Benjamin Rush, who knew the both, he was a doctor. He kind of helped reconcile them. They spent the last 10, 12 years or so writing letters back and forth to each other. I've got the book, the letters between Jefferson and Adams, and they were both deep thinkers. And so they died friends. That is kind of what you hope can happen.
Sure.
You can hope can happen. I saw this just recently. I have a friend of mine downstate who just cannot stand Donald Trump. I mean, it's just continual, but he's still my friend. And I'm not going to say he ain't going to be my friend because he supports, he doesn't support Trump, and he's going to say the same thing to me. We're in danger of this country that people can't just disagree about something. They got to call the person with whom they disagree an idiot or a name or some slander or some insult, which that bothers me. That's not a good sign. Hey, we know who we are. We know what we believe. We do not worship Donald Trump. We just support his policies.
Right.
And he's the president. And what's the alternative? What's the alternative in not supporting him? Support the Democrats? Am I going there? I am not going there. So anyway.
Hey, okay, on that point, before you go with the next question, Vicky and I were in Traverse City yesterday, and she had a dentist appointment. And I was making phone calls waiting for her out in the parking lot. And I'm going to send you this picture of a Mitsubishi minivan, and on the back of it, I want you to zoom in on the bumper stickers first. On the left, it says Occupy, you know, that group, that movement, sure. The Occupy movement. It sure. says Occupy with that font and that lettering, the voting booth. In the center, next to it, was Michael Moore's Traverse City Film Festival sticker. And to the right of that, it says Vote Democratic. We're not perfect, but they're nuts. And then I want you to focus, zoom in on the person's rear wiper blade. And the wiper blade, the arm, is up against the glass, and the rubber blade of it is pointing outward away from the glass. And this guy's out driving his vehicle this way. And I got out of my car, took a picture of the rear of his vehicle. He was coming out of the dental office, and he said, "May I help you?" And I said, "Well, according to your bumper stickers, no, you can't." And he, and he looked at me with a quizzical look on it. He goes, "What do you mean about that?" And I said, "Sir, I was going to fix your wiper blade. But now that you're out here confronting me, I see what kind of individual this guy was, a hippie from the 60s is the only way I could describe it. I said, "No, I'll let you drive around town with you scratching your back window. That's fine. Have a nice day." And I walked away. But it was like, you know, Dr. Michael Savage wrote a book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. And I'm sorry to say, but your friend downstate has it. And so did this guy driving this minivan yesterday. That's all I'm going to say. So let's go to the next question.
Okay. All right. What was the 13-day confrontation in 1962 between the U.S. and the USSR? What is that called? What happened in 1962?
Okay. I know the answer, but I'm going to give the audience a little bit. And let them text it.
You want me to go to the next question or just wait?
Yeah, just go ahead to the next question. We'll let him respond to this one. 13 days in 1962. What was that called?
Right. Okay, here's another one. Who was the first United States Secretary of the Treasury and he was also killed in a duel? He was also killed in a duel.
Yes. I think I know this one too, but we'll let them rest on that. Okay, let's get back to 1962. And let's see. Okay. All right, Officer Rick, this is the Bay of Pigs, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Okay, the Cuban, that's two different things. The Bay of Pigs and the Cuban Missile Crisis, two different things. But it is the Bay of Pigs was a failed invasion.
Right.
A little bit earlier that we botched.
But those 13 days was actually the countdown calendar between Kennedy and Khrushchev regarding the Cuban missile crisis.
Yes, they were building missile silos, and Kennedy blockaded the country. Cuba says nobody's coming in or out till you dismantle those things. And right. That was generally regarded as the closer we came to an exchange between ourselves and the Soviet Union.
Okay, I got a couple of text messages coming in that they are absolutely absolutely right. Let anybody else want to text in on it. Okay, so far I got four of them: Tim, Chris, John, and George. Aaron Burr, Hamilton by Burr. Okay, Tim is different than John. So Aaron Burr is the answer. Hamilton, they had a duel. And
yeah, Hamilton's the answer. I mean, he was the Secretary of Treasury.
Right.
Aaron Burr was, for a while, the Vice President. Not when this happened, but they were both from New York, and their political differences grew to the point where they challenged each other to a duel, and it is said that Alexander, and there's different opinions on this, by the way, that Alexander Hamilton shot up in the air way over his head, Aaron Burr, but Burr took careful aim and just cold-bloodedly murdered Hamilton and he died from his wounds. That was the end of Aaron Burr's political career. It was still legal. I think it happened in New Jersey. It was still legal, but, you know, we don't want our political differences to end up somebody dying. That's the way it is. Okay, here's another question. These are easy. Who said, give me liberty or give me death? Give me liberty or give me death. He said this in the Virginia legislature. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Let's go to the next question. We'll let them answer that one.
Okay. Who said this? That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Oh, that was a good one. Oh, man. Okay, well, let's see if anybody... Okay, John got it. John in Petoskey, he said Abraham Lincoln. No, Bob in Hillsdale, that's not it either.
Tim
hang got on. It. Yeah.
Hang on. It was Abraham Lincoln that said that government of the people, by the people.
Oh, no. Okay, they're answering the second question.
Yeah. I didn't know if he... Okay.
Okay, very good. Yes, and everybody else, they got that right, and everybody else got it also right. It was Patrick Henry.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah, okay, here's one that might be a little bit harder. These are the times that try men's souls.
I've heard you say this before. I think I know it, but I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. I'm trying to remember. Say that question one more time.
Who said, these are the times that try men's souls?
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on that one. I've heard it. I know when you say it, I know. Yeah, everybody else... I think you're stumping everybody else because these guys... Oh, wait a minute. Patriot Pat. I got John with a question mark. And Patriot Pat was the first with Cliff Tellini. We've got two for Thomas Paine. And John with a question mark said George Washington.
Thomas Paine. It was after... it was in 1776, after he wrote Common Sense... Hey, it's common sense to declare independence.
Right. But
things were not going well. Washington was being chased by the British out of New York, out of New Jersey, over into Pennsylvania. These are the times that try men's souls. Don't give up. The summer soldier, the sunshine patriots will shrink for their responsibilities. I mean, in other words, there comes a time when, wow, things were not going well, and it's a time that tries men's souls. Here's another one. I have not yet begun to fight. I have not yet begun to fight.
In Revolutionary War.
Yes.
Revolutionary War. The British side or American side?
American. The captain of the British frigate Serapis says, "Surrender! You surrender!" And this person responded with, "I have not yet begun to fight."
Oh, I know this, and I can't remember it. Oh, you know what? The music's playing. We're going to take a break, and I promise I will not ask Google. I will not ask ChatGPT.
Okay.
Very good. We're going to take a bottom of the hour news break. History lesson today, and we're being quizzed.